Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The following podcast is hashtag Boone approved. It's time for another edition of the Boone Podcast.
If I get 3 pairs of shoes from a collective 14 gifts, I'm good.
On today's program, we flip the script on Booney.
With 141, his second home run in as many nights and his 37th of the year.
Today, we stick him under the lights and shove a mic in his face.
And I mean, we're flying through these tree-lined trails going 1,000 miles an hour.
He is CBS Sports Radio host and the executive producer of the Boone Podcast, Rich Herrera.
I want to know about you guys. What was life like growing up around your dad while he was playing when you guys were younger?
Now, in its fourth year, this is the one and only Rhett Boone Podcast.
Welcome, everybody, to the Rhett Boone Podcast, a very special emergency edition of breaking news here on the Rhett Boone Podcast. I'm Rich Rare from the Infinity Sports Network. That, of course, is Rhett Boone. And for those of you that are wondering what in the world is going on, your phone has been blowing up. If you're a longtime listener to this podcast, you're like, what's going on? I'm looking. Twitter's blowing up with Rhett Boone's name. Instagram, all over ESPN.com, MLB.com, and throughout the state of Texas, people are talking about Rhett Boone. So, we have breaking news to share with you here on our podcast. So, Brett, I'll bring you in. Good morning. How are you?
Good, Rich. How you doing?
I am.
Whirlwind, I tell you, a whirlwind.
I am excited to sit and make this announcement about my friend Brett Boone. We started this podcast about, 5 years ago? You, me, Dan Levy. Now we have just the crew that we have working with us. And we've worked for one goal, is to bring you the best baseball podcast that we could. We've also noticed that a lot of people around the game have paid attention to what we're doing on this little podcast. And a lot of people have said, wow, I really like listening to what Brett Boone has to say when it comes to the game of baseball, including insiders in the game of baseball. So it's true. The story, the breaking news is that Brett Boone is joining the Texas Rangers. Brett, reaction.
Well, you know what I first thought? I said, well, I'm famous again. And Aaron Boone's brother, and now, Rich, Nick Allen's father-in-law. So I've been playing triple, not second fiddle, triple fiddle.
Right.
Now I'm famous again. That's all I'm in this for, is the fame, the fortune. No. Serious note, you never know where life's going to take you. And the longer I live on this earth, I learn that. It's just this completely came out of left field. It started, I went up to USC, my alma mater. I threw out a first pitch. I ran into an old buddy of mine, Michael Young, and he's with the Texas Rangers. And we just started talking, and you know, we had a 10-minute conversation, gave each other a hug. I said, give CY, which is Chris Young, my new boss, the president of the Rangers, and obviously the skipper, Bruce Bochy, who is this I played under in 2000, but we become, you know, I've been, have a really good friendship with him for a lot of years. And I get home and the phone's ringing and it's Bruce Bochy. And the first thing I thought is, this is weird. Mid-season, I know the Rangers have been scuffling with that offense. 2 years ago, they won the World Series and with the best offense in baseball. And now they're scuffling a little bit. I said, this is a weird time for Bruce to be calling. So I answered the phone as I do. And I said, Bruce, I know. Can't get enough. You want to come back on the podcast? Because we've had Bruce on quite a few times. And he said, no, Booney, it's a different call. And he kind of ran it by me. And he said, why don't you think about it? And, you know, I talked to my wife and I talked to the people, you know, close to me. And it didn't take long. You know, it was one of those things where I didn't know where this journey's taking me. I don't know that I ever considered myself a hitting coach or a coach in any capacity. I managing seems intriguing to me. But if there's a guy to get back on the field for the first time in a long time for me, there's no reason. Bruce Bochy's number one on my list. I mean, he's number one. And the fact that he called and offered me this opportunity, once I thought about it for a while, it kind of is like, well, why are you even thinking about this to go work for Bruce in that organization? It was a no brainer for me. I called him back. I said, Bruce, let's go. When am I coming? And that's how we got here. So strange, you know, a lot of my buddies and I've kind of had to keep it quiet. You know, guys close to me, I shared it with, but they're just like, the silence on the other end of the phone was like, what? You know, I called my baseball agent, my longtime baseball agent, Adam Katz, who we haven't done business in a while. And I told him and he was kind of shocked. And he's like, this is unbelievable. Where did this happen? He goes, Brett, stuff like this doesn't just happen beginning of May. So, you know, and I was trying to, in my fashion, play it really cool and hey, it's no big deal. And I'll tell you, it's been about 36 hours now. And I woke up this morning and I just thought it kind of hit me like, whoa, what did I get myself into? But I had a nice conversation with Bruce this morning. I'm, going to be in Boston and for the first game. And I'm excited about it. You know, I've talked to some buddies of mine around the game, some hitting coaches, some just guys in the game, because the game has changed. And I'm going to go in with a real open mind and I'm going to listen a lot and just observe at the beginning. And, as time rolls on, it'll be organic. And it's something, this is my passion, the game of baseball. It's something, this is all I've ever done. I think I have a lot to give back to the game. And I couldn't imagine a cooler opportunity. And so a part of me is really, you know, thankful. It's a really cool opportunity to get back in with a great man and a great organization. But this is kind of my path right now. And hopefully I get in there and help some people, you know, help some people pass on what I've lived my whole life. And like I said, I think I got a lot to and we're going to hit the ground running and hopefully get this Texas Rangers organization, get them going again. We're around 500 right now, but I think there's a lot more in the tank with the pitching they've added. And there's no question about it. I look at this roster and I've started to go over. I keep a close eye on the Texas Rangers as a part of this podcast and doing takes around the country. And I do one midweek with the Texas flagship station for Odyssey. So I keep a close eye on the Texas Rangers. This team's too talented. This offense is too talented. 2 years ago, they won the World Series, best offense in baseball with a similar roster right now. So I don't see any reason that these guys aren't going to turn around and have a great season and get a seat at the table for the playoffs, like I always like to put it.
We're going to talk about the podcast and what we're going to do with the Brett Boone podcast coming up in just a bit, but I do want to get reaction. Brett, what was it like when you told your family? Let's start with Sue Boone and Bob Boone. And I see the smile on your face. Those of you watching us on YouTube, what were your parents' reaction?
Well, Mom, everybody's kind of had the same reaction. Like, it's kind of like when you catch a small fish and then you try to get it off the hook and you stun it. and you slap it on the top of the lake and it just sits there for a minute before it's all been the same reaction. Like, oh, great. You know, we saw this coming. This makes sense. My mom was kind of like, what?
You're doing what?
I thought you were just at the USC game. I said, and that turned into me being the Texas Rangers hitting coach. And yeah, all the reactions have been the same. Dad was just didn't have much to say, but he had the older my dad gets, the more I see Ray Boone in him, my grandpa.
Right,
who I was close with. He's got a lot of Ray in him, you know. Grandpa was one of the proudest, not just grandpas, one of the proudest men I've ever been around about his family, his generation, what the Boone name has been able to establish in the world of baseball. The proudest man I've ever seen. But when it came to the individuals that he was proud of, man, he was tight-lipped. He would never give you a compliment to your face, but you walk away and he can't say. My dad is very similar. So there wasn't much talk, but more of, I could tell in his demeanor, he's just proud. He's proud, you know, grandpa.
He's proud of all of all his boys.
Absolutely. He's proud of grandpa, his dad, and him, and myself, and Aaron and Matthew Boone, and everything our family's been able to cut. So there wasn't a lot of words from dad. It was just kind of, you know, I the look on his eye said it all. Look on his face. So pretty cool. You know, I talked to Matthew.
Who's responsible because he was at the game with you.
Matty's a little more cool about things like this. He's kind of, oh, awesome. That's really cool. Aaron was more of the stunned, like, where the hell did this come from? And I said, listen, I need you to shut up when you go to the ballpark today. And, you know, I think Aaron's good enough, professional enough to keep it under his hat. But Aaron is still kind of shocked.
Right.
My agent was off the chart shocked, still is. And, you know, I talked to him today. He goes, you know, Brett, this doesn't happen out of nowhere. And I said, well, this must be meant to be. So, yeah, those are kind of the reactions. You know, a couple close friends that aren't in the game I shared it with, and they were just happy for me. Nothing but positive feedback, but still at this stage, it's also new to me. And, you know, it'd be one thing if this is something you were angling for, or working for, and interviewing for, and it finally came to fruition. You're like, you know, all that hard work. Wow. I'm getting some positive results. But I went to that game the other day, just looking to throw out a first pitch, watch a few innings and get the hell out of there. And next thing you know, you know, I got to worry about, oh, my dog, I'm not going to be able to, I never thought I'd be a dog guy, Rich. I got this dog against my will because of the kids 3 or 4 years ago. And I said, absolutely not. I'm not getting another dog. I'll be the guy that has to take care of him. I don't want to do that. And he's been an unbelievable part of my life. And I'm looking at dogs know.
Yeah.
He saw me packing my suitcases and he's kind of giving me that look like, where
Milo knows.
And I'm sitting there thinking, well, I'm not going to see that. Never in my life did I think when I have to go off, you know, all the years of traveling and worry about, oh, I'm not going to see my dog for a month. But that I thought about that. I'm like,
yeah,
oh, my dog. My wife was, she didn't know what to, she's like, she knows it's a really cool thing that happened, a special thing. But at the same time, she didn't know what to do. And she's like, now what do I do?
Right.
You know,
well,
I think, come visit me this summer.
I think one of the neat things is, I promise we're going to get to the podcast. For those of you that love this podcast, we're not going anywhere. I'll tell you that right now. But I think one of the great things is the kids get to see you back in uniform, not playing, but back in uniform.
Yeah. Today, before I, you know, leaving the house, it's like, hey, could you show us how to DVR Texas Rangers games? I said, you realize, guys, that I really don't do anything. I'm a background player on the bench. Yeah, but we want to see you.
I'm going to go buy a Rangers hat today.
I crack up with my mom because she is so has to watch Aaron's games. And
now
she'll call me and she'll be like, did you watch Aaron's game? I said, you act like Aaron's playing.
Right.
Aaron didn't get any hits today. I can check the box score. you know, I do tune in, of course, for what we do here.
As do podcast, I.
And our coverage, I've got to watch him, but I don't watch for the Aaron factor to see how my brother's doing. You know,
I do.
He can't get any hits anymore.
I just want to see Uncle Aaron.
No, I just wait for a text. Hey, your brother got thrown out again. You know, then I'll tune into the highlights. But
okay, you brought that up. You went down that rabbit hole.
By the way, he's the enemy now.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
But Will I see Brett Boone getting kicked out of games like Arnie? Can I have like a brother scoreboard?
I'm a background player, Rich. At this
No, game, I know. I'm
trying to help these hitters. I don't think you'll see me getting kicked out. Although you never know.
You never know. And by the way, the Boone podcast, I'll just tell you.
They're my hitters, baby.
The Boone podcast is not going away. We will continue this. I'll tell you right now, for those of you wondering what's going to happen to the podcast, if you enjoy it, we're going to keep it going. We're not going to shut down the podcast. Obviously, things will change with Brett's position with the Texas Rangers. I've moved to Virginia. I have some other stuff going, but we'll continue to do the podcast. We might not be putting out as much as we have before in the past, but we'll continue to have different content. I think it'll have a different perspective with Brett actually working back in the big leagues again. So the podcast will continue, and we will bring you baseball content, but we're going to get an absolutely different perspective with this podcast as well, Brett.
Yeah, you know, I kind of, because I have obligations to Odyssey, and they've been great to me and the crew we get to work with. So that definitely entered my mind, like, oh, wait a minute. You know, we've been doing this podcast for years now, and to the people out there listening, you know, the podcast fans, I can't let that down. But I thought, no, this is kind of been a great venture.
And with permission from the Rangers as well, just to let everybody know that we're not sneaking around behind anybody's back. So if you ever ask, hey, Brett Boone, if you win the lottery, would you come to work the next day? The answer is absolutely. Yes, he won the lottery, and yes, we will continue doing this podcast.
You know what I want to do, Rich? And like I said, we're going to continue. I don't know what the format's going to be. I want to kind of...
We'll let you get your feet underneath you.
Get my feet wet, see how the landscape is, and I'll be giving you updates and right on social media. And yeah, but to Rich's point, it's not going away. We will be here for you, carrying content and keeping this thing going. It might just be a little bit of a new form. Who knows? Current players, a lot more current player, current staff, interviews, but yeah, we're definitely not going away. We're slowing down right now in the interim, and we're going to reconfigure. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? And you're the one who taught me this. Big league hitters adjust game to game. Good hitters adjust at bat to at bat. Great hitters like Tony Gwynn pitch to pitch. So we're just making an adjustment is we have a new curveball thrown our way, and you never know. Maybe I'll sit and do an episode with Arnie, or we could do one with Nicky Knox. That's the thing that I'm looking forward to.
For the people out there, come on, Nicky Knox. They don't know who Nicky Knox is, Rich.
Your son-in-law, Nick Allen of the Atlanta Braves.
We call him Nicky Knox.
Dallas Braden's the one who hung that on him. It's a great name.
Yeah, absolutely.
Great name.
He did. I forgot. Full credit to Dallas Braden.
I'm looking forward to seeing you and your brother in uniform when the Rangers play the Yankees in a couple weeks.
It's a photo op.
I want that photo. I want it signed by both of you. And then you'll play Atlanta a little bit later. So I want one of you and Nicky Knox.
Well, it's great because Aaron's a bit taller than me. Nicky Knox is shorter. So I'll have two different. Yeah. You know what I'm looking forward to? Putting on my glasses, being studious during the games, because I thought about it. You never see me with glasses on. Sunglasses.
No, never, ever, you know, ever, ever.
I'm cool with my shades. But you don't see me in glasses like you have on right now.
Right.
I have to wear those. When I go to a night game, anything where I need to be able to see what's going on at night, during the day, right, I can get away with it. I don't need glasses for a day game. But for a night game, to see it brightens it up for me. So I'm a little worried about this, Rich. You know kind of how anal I am about my appearance.
Right. How vain you are.
So I'm, because I don't break the glasses out publicly too often, I really, that was one of my dilemmas. I went through my glasses counter. I've got like 80 pair, and I have like four or five different pair of reading glasses, but ones that have my prescription in them. And I've been trying them on. Which one's going to look cool with the hat and the? So I'll tell you what, I'm. It's a bigger deal than you think. It's got to be the right match, the right rim, the right, all that. These are the things that go on in my mind at night.
I'll tell you my feelings about this in just a little bit, because I want to make this all about you. We've talked about baseball for so long. and we've talked to hitting coaches, and you've seen, you know, former teammates of yours go into coaching, and we've seen Aaron and everything that he's done. Your approach and the game has changed. The game has definitely changed.
Absolutely.
The sabermetrics and the numbers that have come in, and my background working in Oakland and Tampa Bay, which were big sabermetric places. But we've talked about how you would take in all this information. It's like drinking through a fire hose. You've got right. so much information, but you are going to have to figure out how you're able to use that to get ready to get in the box. And you've got so many different variables, and not everybody speaks the same language. There's some people that if you sit down and have a discussion, if it's longer than 30 seconds, you lose them. If it's less than 5 minutes, you never get through to them. I mean, you're going to have a very interesting role that you're going into, but I love the fact that you've been in the game and then out of the game and then covering the game and now back in the game. It's going to give you a completely different way to look at things.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Well, I think to, especially nowadays, and I do get a lot of it from my son, you know, who as of a year ago was in the minor leagues and the culture he's got brought up in. Nick is obviously, you know, I talk to Nick quite a bit. We've become close. So I get his perspective on things and the culture he's come up in. So I have a little bit of an education on what the game has changed, Rich, and that happens. And it's not for me to go in there and resist all this change. And no, you do it this way. You don't change with the game; you get run over. So you've got to respect the new, the current player and how they go about their business. My job is to maybe interject some things that make you go, "That's a good point." You know, I've got a lot to give. And you know, I mentioned that at the outset of this podcast. But at the same time, it's not going to be me going into a situation and just, oh, here, yo, da-da-da-da. No, it's like I said, I'm going to get there. I'm going to be a spectator for a while. I'm going to learn these guys, learn their personalities, get to know these guys. What makes them tick? What's their tendencies? What are their key points? What are their checkpoints? We're all so individual when it comes to that. You know, things I did in the box, I couldn't explain to Mike Cameron because it's like they were so quirky and little things that if I explain it to him, it'd be hieroglyphics and vice versa. You know, Johnny Olerud, I'd be talking. Sometimes we'd have talks. And Johnny just be shaking his head like, Booney, I just can't comprehend that. And I said, oh, you're left-handed. It doesn't matter anyway. We're apples and oranges. But the big league hitter is so unique to each oneself that you got to find what works for the individual. The same words when I pass you to one guy that work, to the next guy, he looks at you like you've got three heads. So that's going to be it's going to be a learning process. It's going to be an educational process for me on the new things that are happening in the game with the analytics and the tendencies. And man, they have so much information, and I'm looking forward to that. Like I said, that's going to be an educational process for me, but mine and my role. And I laugh when I talk to Chris and I said, I have a feeling you and Boach aren't bringing me in to be a analytical guru charting swing angles and exit velocity. And he laughed. He says, I don't think that's why we're bringing you in. So there's technical guys for that. My role is just going to be kind of an all encompassing. Hey, right. You got to change something. This team's too good. And I'm looking forward to working with these guys.
We've talked with Joe Madden about this, that a spin rate is just a different way to speak a different language.
Spin rate, a high spin rate. You know what that is in my day? It's a nasty slider.
Right.
You know what a mediocre spin rate is? Slider's nothing.
Cement mixer.
It's mediocre. Go get it.
So there's different ways in the language of baseball has changed, but the concepts are still the same.
I laugh too when just somebody, oh, he's really bringing it today. You know, he's throwing 96, 97. Yeah, 96, 97 is bringing it. But there's a difference. It's how does it look to the hitter?
What every kind of movement is there?
Every 97 is not the same. There's been some light 97s where, yeah, it's getting up there, but man, it's good to hit. And then there's 97s where that ball's darting and diving and you don't see it good. And it seems like 107. So the numbers out there, they sound great. It's like what guys talk to me about, wow, that's a big ballpark. It's 392 to the gaps. I said, well, you got to take into consideration, where are we at sea level? What are the wind patterns? You see that gap that says 392? My experience, it plays like 375. Now, you might go to another ballpark and it's 376 to the gaps, but there's heavy air and usually the wind blows in a little bit and you go, see that 376? It plays 392. So numbers and metrics are not final. Everybody looks at it. You go to a ballpark, they should all be that. Well, if it's 330, wow, that's farther than that park at 325. That 325 park might play 340 and the 330 might play 318.
Right.
You got to take in all these variables. Nothing is absolute.
We celebrated Bruce Bochy winning the World Series just a couple years ago. Chris Young, we've had them both on the program before. Yeah. Brett, I can't think of a better situation than going to having a president of baseball operations like CY, very respected, great baseball man, smart, one of the smartest guys in the game, Princeton Ivy Leaguer, but understands the game of baseball, and he could speak several different languages of the sabermetric crowd, and he could speak old school baseball that Ray Boone would love to talk to him. And then you talk about Bruce Bochy, one of the greatest men in the game, future Hall of Famer Bruce Bochy. The fact that Boch thought enough of you to say, I want you to join the staff. Can you talk about joining this Rangers ball club and talk about Bruce Bochy and what he meant to you as a player and what you want to give him as a member of the staff?
Bruce he's just one of those special people. That's how I kind of, you know, because you're when Bruce has talked about, you know, everybody's got a story, everybody, oh, Bruce is great, this and that. I just has kind of narrowed it down. He's just a special guy. He's a guy that he's a one in a million. I can't explain it. It's like, you know how Charles Barkley has the uncanny ability to be unfiltered, say what he wants, and everybody thinks it's cute and funny. Whereas another guy were to say the same thing, he couldn't get away with it. Well, I don't know if this is a great comparison. I'm not saying Bruce is like Charles Zidar, but the special person that he is like that. It's like Bruce walks into the room. He's Bruce. He's the big, lovable teddy bear, a baseball man through and through. His managerial record, he's got four World Series. He's a guy's guy. He relates to, I've never seen a manager relate to so many people. The great managers I've had, 10 guys are pissed at him all the time. I don't know. I don't see anyone ever being mad at Bruce Bochy. They might be frustrated because as a manager, you can't keep everybody happy all the time. But the closest person I've seen to that is Bruce Bochy. That's why I call him special. When you have a guy that, and I'm talking not one time in my life, and Bruce hears this all the time. Has anyone that's come in contact with him professionally, non-professionally, ever had a negative word to say about him? How many people in your life do you know that? And there's got to be one. You know, my dad was respected like that, but there's got to be a guy out there that doesn't like Bob Boone. Bruce, I've never heard one. Not one. Not one ever. And fans, kids that are following the Padres right now that know that Bruce Bochy kind of got his chops. Earned his stripes as a manager with the Padres. Oh, that Bruce Bochy guy. Yeah, he was back in the day. He was the Padre. He was great. People that have no clue, because that's what Bruce Bochy is. Nothing but positive comes out of when his name is mentioned. So, you know, without going on too much, and Bruce, if you're watching this, I'm blowing smoke a little bit. No, I'm kidding.
No, he's the one guy that everybody respects, but he makes everybody feel important, Brett.
For my life, where I'm at now in this position, I couldn't imagine a better fit for me than working under him. And that's as simple as I can put it.
Okay. Now let's make this personal for you. Just how excited are you to be back in the game of baseball in uniform on the field, following in this family footstep of Ray, who was a scout for a long time, stayed in the game. Arnie, of course, everything that Aaron's been able to accomplish this game. And then, you know, I'll leave Bob out there as well, that Bob did the same thing. I mean, you want to talk about family business.
Dad's done it all. And Dad's probably the most, you know, he hasn't done the media side. But Dad was a bench coach, was a manager, was a liaison, was a front office guy, was a vice president. Was a scout. And obviously he played 19 years in the big league. So Dad's done it all. I don't know. I'm just proud of my family, what they've been able to accomplish. I get sentimental for a second, but at the end of the day, Rich, I got a job to do now. Come on, be sentimental with me for just a moment.
This is a big deal to the Boone family name.
Yeah. It's still kind of, you know, it just kind of hit me this morning. Like, this is a big deal. And like I said, I'm always trying to play it cool. And that's kind of my MO. But when everybody else is freaking out, they're like, well, why aren't you? I said, because
we all have our own roles. I freak right, out. And then but, you freak but, out. At a you know,
when
time.
I, when I have a moment by myself, I think, how did this happen? Where am I? So, and that's the case. It's because something I wasn't seeking. And it just came out of nowhere, and it made perfect sense. And sometimes that's how life comes at you.
We're going to get to that in just a second. We want to thank everybody for Odyssey that we're going to continue to do this podcast. Dan, and Brent, I'll let you name all the folks we want to thank.
This podcast is not
going away, but there's a bunch of people that have been behind us the entire time. Throw out a couple names of people we want to appreciate.
Steve Mandel, who's
represents you and I.
Yeah, made the original. Danny, who's the top guy at Odyssey, he facilitated it. All the guys through the years. Dan Levy was early on. Mike was my producer. Now Evan's a producer. All the guys that have filled in. Brandon, who I do all my hits with throughout the week that I'm not going to be able to do anymore. He's been great. Everybody's been great. So, this has been a great relationship, and I'm looking forward to it continuing just in a different capacity.
So I will tell everybody, we started this podcast during COVID, and Brett had done the original episode with Dan Levy, and Steve Mandel called and said, hey, you know, because Brett and I didn't know each other, really. I mean, Mandel called and said, hey, when I was working at 97.3 The Fan in San Diego, hey, can you put Brett on during the World Series? We had you come on the show, and you came on, and I think we talked maybe once or twice. You said hi, maybe shook your hand, let you in the building. And then you started the podcast.
I don't remember that.
No, he big leagued me when he came in, just like at the All-Star game in Seattle years ago. So he started the podcast. Steve Mandel said, hey, will you take a listen to it? And I go, this sucks. And I said, let me jump in and help. So we've worked at this, and our goal was, Brett was like, I want to get back into the game. Maybe I'll work in broadcasting. Maybe it'll lead to something else somewhere down the line. So we've worked hard at this for the last 5 years. And I will tell you this, it's been a passion project and a passion of love, and a great friendship has grown out of this. And I talk to Brett probably more than I talk to my wife. And we put a lot of hard work into this. And there's a lot of ball players that have tried to duplicate what we've done. And they've called Brett like, how do you do this? But it's been Brett, myself, and everybody else that's been working so hard on this to bring you this great podcast. And our ultimate goal was, hey, you know what? Let's get Brett some reps. We'll get him on TV. This podcast has grown into something very, very special and beloved by a lot of people. And we said, okay, this podcast might open the doors for some other things. Never in our wildest dreams do we think this is going to lead to Brett taking on a role with the Texas Rangers. But Brett, this podcast has been a great vehicle for both you and I. And just talk to the folks that have been with us since the very beginning and that have joined us along the way. These listeners to this podcast have been very, very special. You've met quite a few of them. The UPS guy the other day that you saw that you didn't give a t-shirt to, and we've met right. many of them over the years. This audience is pretty special. And they've been very, very loyal to us. They've been really good to us.
Yeah, it's been great, and it's cool. And you know, I know how I get, because I listen to a few podcasts, and then when that's your podcast, it's like, all right, it's time to go to bed. I tune in, and hopefully as we continue, more people will listen to this. Yeah, it's been a journey. It's been an educational process for me. As you know, Rich, you mentioned in the beginning, it was pretty raw. And, you know, because I dive into things and think, well, I've done a million interviews, but then doing it on this side and the stuff you've taught me and how to prepare for an interview. And it's more of a conversation, the little things, the breathing techniques, you know, the TV versus radio version and speaking sound bites and all these things that you learn along the way. What you learn is you have a lot to learn, and, mm-hmm. and it's just a different genre moving to the side of the microphone. But it's been a lot of fun, and like I said, we'll be continuing this.
We're not going anywhere. We're gonna pause for just a second, but we have commitments from everybody that will continue the podcast. We're not going anywhere. We're just taking a little bit of a pause while Brett gets to Texas, finds a place to live, and gets his feet underneath him. But I'll jump in and do some shows while he's in that transition period as well.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And we would like to tell you a little bit about our podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crimedy.
I do extensive investigative research and go deep into the darkest corners of the human psyche.
And I'm just here to lighten things up a little bit with humor, baby. You know, never at the expense of the victims, though, obviously.
Come join our family of little psychos over on Psychopedia. Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I can't wait to see how you're going to interact with the media in Texas. Ooh. now that you've
Yeah, I got to mind my P's and Q's.
Now you know what it's like to ask somebody for an interview. Now you know what it's like to be on this side. So I can't wait to see how you're going to treat the broadcasters and the media.
Yeah. Yeah. Big leg them.
Yeah.
No, that should be an easy gig for
That'll
me.
That'll be fun.
I'm sure there's going to be a lot of questions.
All right, so let's just, I'm going to share something personal with everybody, and this is why this podcast has been so good, because we've been authentic and we've been transparent with everything. So a lot's happened to both Brett and I over the years doing this podcast, and one of those is we both have been on this journey trying to figure out what we're going to do with our lives at this point, and Brett's like been so great to me, and Brett, I want to pass this along to everybody. What have you been preaching at me over the last couple of years as I make transitions in my life in my 50s?
Well, I learned this through, we go through different things, and you know, I went through my career, and I had definitely had my ups and downs and humbling times as a player, and I had some unbelievable times as a player. But then you get out of the game and you're lost. And the things I've learned in life is you keep doing the right thing, you keep going forward, and what's going to happen is going to happen. And it's out of your hands sometimes. It's not what you want. And it, you know, as a player, I was so used to, because we're spoiled as players, I was so used to getting what I wanted right now. And Brett Boone calls and it's, hey, whatever, what do you need tomorrow? Okay, you're in. You realize in life, it's not always like that. You know, sometimes you got to put a little time in and kind of get in the back of the line. But I think it's, in a weird way, it's all kind of worth it. That hard work, earning stuff, you know, when I'm not saying you don't earn it, and the current players don't earn it. You put in all that hard work to put yourself in a position to get whatever you want right now. But that's not how the real world works. And when you get outside of it for a little bit and you're away from the game and you're used to making a phone call and making things happen and people jump through it, well, they've got other people that are more important than you right now. And you understand that it's life.
Right.
But I've just realized that, you know, sometimes I've learned patience, believe me.
Oh, I've made you learn patience over the last few years.
Patience is something that wasn't my strong suit.
Right.
And going through trials and tribulations of life, I've learned that, hey, it doesn't matter if you want to be patient or not. That's a requirement. You know, things happen. You know, this is a blessing for me.
Right. This is 100% a blessing.
This came out of nowhere.
And, well, you taught me over the last couple of years. You just said, hey, you know what? All you can do is all you can do. There's a plan out there for you. It might not be in your timetable, but just keep a positive attitude. Move forward. Put yourself in a position when that opportunity comes and his plans unveiled to you. Be ready. And you taught me that.
It goes back to my dad. My dad was the simplest in what he told me. Brett, life ain't fair. As soon as you realize that, you'll be a lot better off.
Yeah.
And when he was talking to me about that, he was talking about awards at the end of the year that you should have got. You got snubbed and you're going to bitch and moan about. And he said, life's not fair. You figure that out, you'll be a lot better off. And he said, and all you can control is what you can control. You can do the best job you can, and this is as a player, between the lines, put up the best numbers you can, and when it comes to the end of the year accolades, it is what it is. It's out of your control. The only thing that's in your control is you can win a batting title, and it's final. It's whatever the number is the number. But everything else is very
right
up to opinion, and you're at the mercy of people voting,
right?
You know, for
people like
MVP.
Me.
Right. You can put up the numbers, but if they don't pick you on the All-Star team, you don't go to the All-Star game. Right. So life isn't fair. Figure that out and you'll be all right.
Well, I will tell you
this. Kids all the time. Yeah, that ain't fair. Well, life ain't fair, buddy. Get over it.
Well, I will tell you this. I think on behalf of all of us, and Evan, jump on screen with us for a second. Evan never puts himself up on screen. Evan, jump up on screen. From all of us here at Odyssey, We're just so proud of you, Brett.
I really do appreciate that. And I know we have a lot of light moments and I don't tend to be serious that often, but I do truly appreciate you for all you've done for me, Rich, helped me maneuver my way through this media stuff. And Evan's currently our
producer,
our backbone, man. He makes it all work. He's done a great job. So I do appreciate you guys. I know I'm not serious that often, but push comes to shove. I'm very deeply appreciative for all the work you do, not only for me, for this show.
So for behalf of all of us, we want to thank everybody at Odyssey and from the Odyssey family, we want to thank Brett Boone, because we are very, very proud of you. So when we told you folks, you're listening to a Big League broadcast, you're listening to a Big League podcast. I was not BSing you. We actually have somebody that's doing a podcast and so respecting the game. He's jumping back into the dugout as a hitting coach of the Texas Rangers. So, Brett, best of luck to you. Your first game will be in Boston against the Red Sox. I know all of us are going to be pulling for you. There's a bunch of people that are going to be running out getting Texas Rangers caps. I will see you in a couple of weeks when they come to D.C. I expect tickets for all three games, maybe a parking pass. Evan, do you want to go? We'll get a suite on Brett. I'm sure that you're going to get a lot of listeners along the way. They're going to be yelling at you, so we expect you to turn around and acknowledge the Boone Podcast people.
No pressure.
Yeah, I want to see as many stickers.
Don't screw it up.
Yeah, I want to see as many Boone stickers around baseball as I can. And, buddy, I'm so proud of you.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
All right. We will be back soon. We'll follow us on social media. We'll let you know. But, Brett, best of luck to you as the new hitting coach of the Texas Rangers. That's going to do it for the podcast. You want to end with anything, Brett? Are you good?
No, I'm ready to go. Let's get after it.
All right. He's got to get to the airport, head to Boston. Brett, congratulations. We'll talk to everybody right here on the Brett Boone Podcast.